All right. Well, always stoked to have visitors in the studio. We got a familiar face in here. Cooper Tripeau returns to the Bowl Studio. Welcome back, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, man. So you've had quite a busy year. You're working on a lot of music right now.
Yeah, I know. We've been working on a new album for the last 6 months, and we don't have a release date set in stone yet, but we are going to be putting out a lot of new music this year. So.
Well, and I mean, you just got a single out. Congratulations. We'll get to that in a moment. I would imagine we got quite a few new ears on us right now that may be hearing about you for the first time. So I guess for them, who is Cooper Tripeau? What are you all about? Where are you from, man?
Yeah, so I grew up on an acreage just about 10 minutes south of the city. And I've been doing music. It all started for me with songwriting kind of in my teen years. And then one of my mentors kind of helped me come up with an album and record. And then I sort of said, man, I really like doing this. So since then, I've just been continuing to write and record and play shows. And yeah, that's kind of what I've been up to for as long as I can remember, honestly.
So where does that come from? Do you come from a musical family?
Yeah, I'd say I definitely come from a family of artists for sure. My mom is a dancer, and she actually went to like the Royal Ballet in Toronto when she was young, and
amazing.
Runs a studio in the city now. My dad, he's a very good singer, even though it's usually after a couple of beers, but definitely get some of my voice from him. And same with my siblings. We've definitely always been very into the arts, and for me, it just kind of manifests with making music.
Well, and that kind of comes around to your band. So you have a band called The Broken Bones, Cooper Tripeau and The Broken Bones. Your brother's in the band.
Yeah. So my little brother, you're younger than me, he's our drummer. And my lead guitarist, his name is EJ. And we actually met going to the Reyes in the city here, which is a school that teaches audio engineering. And then, yeah, my bassist is another one of my friends I met, got to know really well for the first time a few years ago. His name's Liam Santa. And yeah, oh, it's funny because EJ and Liam, they both have their own musical projects as well. EJ's kind of a punk rock guy. Liam's kind of a indie alternative guy. I'm a little more country. And then, yeah, Gunner's he's a really good dancer, and he's our drummer. So,
well, that's one really cool thing is that everyone in your band comes kind of from a different discipline of music. And that really does reflect in the music itself, like when you listen. And you've described it as sort of like a country alternative rock blend.
Yeah, I have. And, you know, we draw influence from so many different artists. I'd say if somebody asks what genre are you, I'd say, you know, we're country based, but I almost don't even like putting ourselves in a box because, yeah, we have, you know, a guy like EJ who's, you know, bringing, you know, so much influence from where he comes from, and Liam and Gunner and me and my producer. Like, I draw inspiration from every kind of genre, and it just feels like we're really kind of coming up with our own sound, and it feels good. I think we're really coming into our own with this project.
Well, and congratulations on that, because I know there's a lot of artists that struggle with, you know, finding their own sound. And when you can kind of find it, that it just starts naturally happening.
Yeah, I agree. And it's a lot of it kind of came together in the studio. And we were even in the fall, we were kind of going over the songs I had written and what we wanted to put on the album. And yeah, we kind of just had a chat as a band. It was sort of, you know, are we going to do these things we've been doing in the past and kind of keep it with the same vibe? Or do we want to kind of take a little bit of a risk and try something new? And we kind of realized after doing that, taking our, you know, some of our songs that were a little more not necessarily sticking to just that classic country genre. And I found it kind of brought the best out of everybody, and we started getting a lot more excited about the music. Since my band formed, we haven't really done a whole lot of recordings, so this is our first project where EJ's actually playing the lead guitar on the album, Gunner's doing the drums, Liam's doing the bass. So yeah, everybody actually kind of has just been a lot more excited about it. It feels like we're really coming into our own, and yeah, like we got something really special going on. So
again, Cooper Tripeau in the studio with us. He's hanging out for most of the hour here. We're going to take a step aside. We'll be back to talk more about the song Prairie Fire, which got ridden yesterday, by the way, 90% ride on Ride It or Bucket.